Steve and Luann Tarrion live high on a ridgeline in Sheffield. Steve Tarrion walks through their 50 acres of forest and shows off the areas he's cleared under sugar maples he hoped to tap one day.
I've gone as far as your eye can see here, as far as your eye can see there. This has all been cut, all by hand. Got rid of all the brush, all the way around.
The family lives off the grid in a renovated hunting camp. They had plans for a bigger home near a spot where Luann says the view is spectacular when the leaves fall. But it's a view, she says, they will soon be forced to leave behind.
We were going to clear out back there and we were going to put a double wide in. That was what we were going to do. And now even if we wanted to, we can't do that because we can't stay.
The Tarrions say the sound of 16 large wind turbines on a nearby ridge is driving them from their home. The closest of the machines is about 3/4 of a mile away.
At its worst, I mean, all you're hearing is just a loud whoosh-whoosh or a large humming noise. And it kind of compounds itself the longer it goes on. You know, if it comes in and out in a day, that's not too bad. But after 5 days, suddenly it affects you, appetite, behavior, health-wise.
Today, there's a slight cool breeze from the northwest, and the turbines are barely audible above the hum of nearby Interstate 91. The Tarrions, who have 2 young children, say the turbine sound is worse when the wind blows from the south and east. They say the sound disrupts their sleep, causes dizziness and ringing in their ears, and has elevated Steve's high blood pressure.
It's wore us down. It's wore us out. And I think the worst part is we know we have to leave, so it's disheartened us at the same time.
In response to the family's concerns, the state hired a consultant last winter to monitor the sound near the Tarrion's house. But the technician got stuck on the dirt road and called the project developer, First Wind, to pull him out. The Tarrions believe the company knew in advance about the testing and, as a result, scaled back the turbine operations. Steve Tarrion says the sound unexpectedly subsided the second night of the 3-day testing period despite a strong southeast wind. He says the data in the sound consultant's report shows the power output dropped that night.
Conditions were optimal to run at full power. They were not generating at full power. They're at 1/5 their power. Why the sabotage of a test if there's no problems?
First Wind spokesman John LaMontagne says the company did not do anything to influence the test results.
At no point did we do anything other than run the project at full speed. And so some folks may be disappointed with those facts, but the report shows clearly that the testing done during those 3 days provided further evidence that the project has been in compliance.
The State Department of Public Service spent about $20,000 on the study, but Jeff Commons, the department's lead lawyer, says the results were not definitive. He says the consultant couldn't distinguish between the background noise of the wind itself and the turbine sound, and it was difficult to schedule the monitoring when the wind direction makes the sound worse at the Tarrion's place. Finally, there's the fact that the developer knew the testing was taking place. Commons says that wasn't part of the plan, and he doesn't know if First Wind dialed back the turbines to reduce the sound.
The possibility certainly does concern me, absolutely, that that could happen. And going forward, we are going to try to control for that in any future testing.
The Tarrions had hoped the study would validate their concerns, and they're bitter about how it came out. They have their place for sale. They say their health demands it. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.